Welcome to Stylist Soul Tribe Conversations. I'm your host, Lisa Huff. Over the last 5 years, I've coached hundreds of hairstylists and beauty industry professionals, helping them work their dream schedules exclusively with their dream clientele and earn their dream income, all while fostering genuine connections and lifelong friendships inside the beauty industry. In this podcast, we dive deep into abundance, manifestation, business building strategies, and creating a life that you are truly proud of, both behind the chair and at home. Are you ready to embark on a journey of personal growth, success, and sisterhood? Then hit that subscribe button now and get ready to experience the pure magic of Stylist Soul Tribe Conversations. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Stylist Soul Tribe Conversations. Today, I am chatting with Anna Lamber from the Woo Woo Hairstylist. Anna is an extension and manifestation coach. It is so nice to meet you, Anna. We were just talking a little bit before I hit record. This is our first time really connecting. So you guys are going to hear us meeting in real time, but you guys have heard me say this on here. When I know a connected soul, I know a connected soul. I'm sure we're going to be in touch quite a bit after this, because just the 5 minutes we were chatting before we got on, we had multiple podcast episode ideas already. So Anna, so good to formally meet you. I would love for you to introduce yourself to the audience.
Thank you. So Lisa, thank you for having me. Super honored when you reached out to me. And I saw your podcast title of Stylist Soul Tribe. And then I was like, who is this girl? And I hopped onto your Instagram. I was like, okay, I feel like you are real as real common. I know I shared that with you earlier. And then I heard your podcast. I was like, oh my God, even the name, it just aligns. Woo woo.
Yeah.
Stylist Soul Tribe.
Totally.
So thank you so much for having me. So for, you know, many people are like, who is this girl? So yeah. My name is Anna Lamber. I'm a hair extension educator and manifestation coach. And so I help hairstylists accelerate their luxury hair extension business. Now we do this by combining business education, marketing, hair extension training, and my all-time favorite, manifestation. And this is so that they could create the kind of revenue that allows them to work less behind the chair.
Love it. That's what Anna was saying before we clicked record too. She was like, Lisa, I know I sent you some talking points a few weeks ago when we planned this. She's like, but really in 2024, she's like, I know you'll get it. I've been getting downloads and I'm feeling more and more pulled in the manifestation round. I'm like, well, you are speaking my language, because my people want to hear more and more and more of that. I could talk about that for hours. So I would love to know your story. What made you who you are today? Where are you from? What has your journey been? When did energy and manifestation work come into your life? So start back to whatever feels appropriate, and then let's just go from there.
Immediately I went to way back in the day, in the beginning of my career as a hairstylist, and man, it was a tough one. And so I'm going to kind of break it down. I'm going to share real talk here.
Yeah, please.
So I started in this industry doing extensions. Before that, I was an administrative assistant for a financial corporation.
So very different.
Very different. And
I told you I was going to interrupt you. Sorry. What made you make that change? Because that's a big jump.
Big jump. And I wasn't happy. I was not happy. It is a grind. I wanted to move up in the ranks. And it got me to working 7 days a week, doing something I couldn't stand. And it got to the point that I also would hit that snooze button a million times. Just going through a lot of things. I would work my ass off during the week and I would drink heavily on the weekend and always chasing that buzz. And when I think back, I'm like, damn, Anna, thank God. So I'm going to be real.
Please be as real as you can.
I have psoriasis, and psoriasis is the skin condition. And I know this sounds like I'm getting way off a topic, but it is all relative. So back in the day with the whole working and the stress levels and then the drinking, I would flare up, but I thank the Lord or universe, God, heaven above, that I had that psoriasis. Cause I think I would literally have been an alcoholic.
Okay.
I was not wanting to face whatever it was that I needed to face. And that was my way of disconnecting. And that was my way of just not facing what it was and working through internal stuff. And so that got me to a place where I'm like, I am not happy. At the time I had a roommate. She was a Wella educator and she would teach hairstylists hair color. She worked for the Wella Corporation.
Yeah.
And I loved that world. And I said, and I remember going to this wedding, I saw this girl with this beautiful hair. I'm like, her hair is gorgeous. I have thin hair. You might not be able to tell because I have a
I
full head
can't
of
tell.
extensions.
Okay.
Yeah. And people are like, bullshit, you have thin hair. I'm like, trust me. Let me
That
take
means
this
you're good at
out.
what you do.
Oh my God. And so she's like, she has hair extensions. So to kind of like, not so that this story is too long, I basically went from corporate to getting hair extensions to then making a major change in my career,
Okay, I'm
becoming an
obsessed with that.
administrative assistant for a beauty industry,
Okay.
fell in love with that industry. So I supported the director and head of all the sales consultants. And I'm like, I want to do hair. I always been into makeup and hair. And then I went to cosmetology school. I worked as an administrative assistant for a beauty distributorship, all while working on the weekends at a hair replacement center doing
Wow.
extensions. So, needless to say, my
What
work
year
ethic.
was this? I just want to like paint the picture and know where you've been.
So I became certified in Great Lengths in 2000. So I want to say this was all happening. I know that I got my cosmetology license when I was 28. I am 51
Okay.
now, just so you know.
You
So
don't look 51, but okay.
thank you so much. Thank you. So many, many years
Wow.
of
Okay.
this whole journey. And as I was doing my hair extensions, then I transferred to becoming a full-time hairstylist. I'm sure a lot of us could agree that first year, working behind the chair, I
Yeah.
think I made like 10,000, broke as a joke.
Yep, been there.
I drove this car where it had no AC, not unless I accelerated. And it was just a hustle and a grind to. And all I and I found myself just saying yes. And so I worked at a salon. I freelanced in New York City. And then on top of that, I worked on people that were like, hey, could you come and see me at my house? So I
Just
went
yes to
in.
everything.
Oh, it was incredible. I've been through, I worked, I would say, throughout the whole tri-state area,
Wow.
Connecticut, Long Island, Brooklyn, Manhattan, New Jersey. I was all over the place.
Wow.
But it came, when I look back, from a place of scarcity. It came from, I don't have enough, because I didn't.
Can we briefly go back even further? Because I find that people who are very drawn to this, typically there's a deeper story behind that. What were your money stories, even if you just want to like brush over them growing up? Where did you come from that space?
So I came from, my mom is Puerto Rican, my dad's Dominican, both from their own countries, and they moved to New York City.
Wow.
And so my mom was always a homemaker. I have a brother who has Down syndrome, and then my sister is a year nine, there's a 9 year difference. So my
Wow.
mom had me, then my brother who had Down syndrome, and then a year
Wow.
later had my sister. My
Wow.
dad was always working. And all I remember, because I've done my money work, continue to do so, was him say, you gotta save, you gotta work, you gotta save, work hard, work hard, work hard. And that was the mantra in my house. And save your money, save your money. And it's not as if I was like, okay, dad, I got you. It was a learning experience. I had to fall on my face. I remember getting my credit card, and I think the interest was at 18 years old. And I was like, oh, I got money. I had no idea. And I'm like charging this and charging that. My dad would be like, what are you doing? There's a 22% interest. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes. Oh,
So
wow.
it got, I think this is the shift, Lisa, is when my parents got divorced, that whole thing was a whole other learning experience. But it got to a point where the house that we grew up in, my dad wanted to sell it. And so family stepped in and they said, pretty much my uncle, I owe this all to my uncle. And he's like, he was the one that actually said, are you crazy to leave corporate? Like, you're getting paychecks. You want
We've
to what?
all heard
Be
that
a hairstylist.
story.
Oh my gosh, I'm telling you. And I'm like, Lenny, I'm just not happy. So I think at one point I was considered the black sheep of the family because
For
like my
sure.
cousin went to college and this whole thing. But here we are, and here's the divorce. And here is witnessing my mom, a woman who relied on her husband to financially take care of the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, I've witnessed it with my aunts and their experiences with their relationships with men,
Yeah.
how they just relied on someone outside of themselves for
That'll
financial.
definitely sear some hyper independence into you.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it got to a point where, so at that time I was taking care of my mom, my brother, and my sister, the house. I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Wow.
I remember our house at one point foreclosed, the grass, it was embarrassing. Like we had 12 feet of grass in the front of the house.
Yeah.
I didn't know about money. I didn't know how to manage it as much as my father would say, save, save, save. That's all he would say.
That's all you know, yeah.
I was just, and I was young. I didn't know. I was a kid still.
Yeah.
And all I wanted to do was have fun, go
And
out.
save for what? And save how much? And save in what ways?
Yeah.
And if you're just saving endlessly, not knowing, I mean, when you hit $200, have you saved enough? Like what does
Right.
save even mean? You know? Yeah.
I had a friend that gave me a software, and it was a friend from Paine Webber, where I was an administrative assistant. He's like,
Okay.
you know what? Plug in your numbers, how much you make, what your expenses are. I did all that. And then you press this button, like this pie chart came up. But not only that, it tells you, are you in the positive or the negative? It was so disturbing what I saw that I literally turned it off and never looked again.
Avoid. Yeah, that was painful. We're gonna avoid that.
Hundred percent.
Yeah.
And that tends to be my go-to is avoidance.
Do you know your Enneagram number, just out of curiosity?
Nine,
Okay.
nine.
I'm an Enneagram 7 wing 8, and what I know is true about 7 is we're the optimist. So I'm always feeling good. I'm like always looking on the bright side, but 7s do avoid pain because it doesn't make you feel good. And I'm always chasing like what feels good. So that's definitely something I have to intentionally work on is leaning into uncomfortable things that are necessary and important. And it sounds like you definitely have a little bit of that too.
I just love that you actually asked me what my Enneagram was. Like, I was like, oh my God, this girl is
Yeah.
okay. That was really cool.
So you're 9. Do you know which way you wing? Do you wing 8 or do you wing 1? Do you
I
know?
am a nine, and then I am the loyalist. I forgot the
Okay.
number. I think it's like a six and a five.
Okay. Okay.
Investigator.
Okay. Yeah, I know the 9 is the peacekeeper for Enneagram.
Yes,
So,
that avoids conflict, doesn't like conflict. I want everyone to get along. I
Okay, that
want.
makes sense.
Oh gosh, yes, 100%. I was like, oh
Yeah.
my God, that is so me. Like, oh, we're gonna do, whatever, man. We roll with it,
Yeah.
it's so interesting. But
So when did all that change? You found yourself in these really unproductive, unhealthy habits, and it showed itself to you. You said, no, I'm gonna ignore that. How long did you go on, and when did things shift?
So I'm not really good at gauging time for
Okay.
whatever reason, but I know this for a fact that when I went full time to work at the salon and I saw that that first year I made 10,000, that was like a light switch. And I said, okay, you need to get better at consultations, at hair extension consultations, and get better at your craft. And so I just remember making subtle changes, or
Okay,
maybe they
micro
were
changes,
major.
yeah.
Yeah. And going to my cousins, could you hear me? I'm going to practice my consultations with you.
Okay.
Of course, my craft. I think that just got better because I was doing it all the time and that's all I did. And then not saying no. So I went the route of hustle and grind 100%.
Yeah.
In 2 years, I did very well, kicking
Wow.
ass. I did my
Wow.
numbers and I was like, I just doubled what I made in corporate.
Wow.
And when I saw that, the interesting thing is, I still hustled and I still grinded
Well,
and
'cause
I
that's what
still
got you
took on
there. So
exclusive
that, yeah, you
scarcity.
were told that that's the right thing. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. That's right. So I did that for many years. Fast forward, when I learned about strategic planning, and this was through this amazing course, it doesn't exist anymore,
Okay.
KIPP University. Love those women. I increased, even though I was doing very well, I just wanted more, growth, right? And I'm like, okay, I got to where I am. I'm doing very well, but I want to do better. And everything that they were offering in this program was what I needed at that time. I felt very stagnant, if that
For
makes sense.
sure. Yep.
And so signed up for the course, implemented what they were teaching, increased my sales by 50%.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that happened in they extended the course a little bit. So for me, so I would say like 4 months.
Okay.
And I was like, God damn. God damn. So I know the two sides of hustle, grind,
There's something
get
to
there.
this. Mm-hmm.
It'll take you a long time. And then strategic planning and everything else. You
Yeah.
cut that time in more than half for me.
Wow. So when did the energy stuff come into play?
I want to say there were two moments that, yeah, two moments. Okay. So I ended up making a huge move from leaving my home. So I'm originally from New Jersey. So leaving there and then making these big moves to move to Pittsburgh, which is Western Pennsylvania. So it's about 6 hours away. And at that time, my family, my husband's dad was had cancer, and he had lost his mother, and there was a lot of family stuff going on. We end up moving to Pittsburgh. We purchased this house. And it was in the month of February. Pipes were bursting and breaking. We were driving back and forth. The emotional ups and downs of selling someone in, then they're out. We were going through a lot. And needless to say, I had a baby. So Savannah at the time, well, she wasn't a baby when we did this. She was around 3, 4
I mean,
when
yeah,
all
kind
this
of a
was
baby
happening.
still.
So, my body was still regulating itself. I'm trying to, to learn what it's like to be a mom, and all the things. And I remember my girlfriend, she asked me to go to Miraval, which is this resort. So this is where the energetics, and this is where it all began.
Okay, I
And
love these stories. Tell me
I was
everything.
like, Miraval, Tucson. She's like, yeah, it's kind of expensive. I was like, holy shit, it is expensive, right? And then, but I remember when we just heard that one of the pipes bursted outside, I was just drained and like kind of numb and just
You're at
looking.
your
I'm
rock
like,
bottom, yeah.
big time. And my husband goes, go, just go.
Treat yourself, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, just do it. I'm like, okay, I'm out. So
Don't
I
gotta tell
go.
me twice.
Seriously, right? So I go, and there were two things. So they talk about, I think I'm pronouncing it right. Ayurveda.
Ayurvedic, like
Yes.
massage and stuff. Yeah, I know you're I'm probably saying it wrong too, but I know
Natural
what you're talking about.
medicines, ancient wisdom. And now they're introducing us to yoga, and they had these hanging pods and the meditation. And now it's this whole world that's opening up. And I was like, okay, and I'm always open to trying new
For
things. And
sure.
I remember one day I took off my shirt, and this little white feather like floated down. I didn't think anything of it. I was like, okay, whatever. So then the next day I walk in the room, and there's a big black feather. I think it was a crow on my foot. And I'm like, this is a sign. These are, and so everything I'm learning, I piece together
These
that.
synchronicities that are starting to come about.
And so right now, for me, those are signs from my angels of protection that we're here for you in a different realm. And that started. And then the another thing was I was listening to Joel Osteen. So my girlfriend's like, just listen to him. She had 6 hours in the car. She's like, if you're not into the religion thing, just like listen, because he has a lot of great things to say. He said some things, and I freaking broke down crying. Had to do with a past relationship. And I also am a type of person, I don't know if anyone could relate to this, where, again, how we were talking about that avoidance, going in my shell, putting the armor up again from my past, from my dad saying, no crying, like crying is weak. And meanwhile, I'm like, you, with what I know now, show those emotions, because that is the power, not to stay and linger, but show it, feel it all the way through.
Work through it.
Oh my God. And you are going to feel so much lighter. And then you move on. Move on. And I remember Eckhart Tolle, he's the author of A New Earth. And he talks about, you know him?
That's one of my favorite books.
Yes. And he talks about two swans, when they are in battle, they'll get into a battle, and then they shake vigorously their wings. And it's like afterwards, to let go of that energy that they just felt. And then they move on. They're like, la, 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 you know, kind of hanging out after that. But what do us humans do? Like, we stay there. We stay in the energy. We get into this mental trap. So that, yeah, I mean, now I know I'm going into a different direction, but those are the little stepping stones of everything.
How long ago was that first trip when you started dipping your toes into the energy
My
stuff?
gosh, it's, I want to say it was 8 years ago.
Okay. And it's just been part of your everyday now. Like, I mean, do you have any major teachings that you're like obsessed with now, or are you just always reading books, always listening to podcasts? Like, where's your mind at with all those things
Oh
right
my God, everything.
now? Tell me
Oh
it all.
gosh, where do I start? I have, I want to say the biggest breakthrough was with PIP University. So it was
Okay.
a program called Rich
And
Life.
I who's behind that? 'Cause I feel like I've heard of that before, but again, this is what I mean. I was telling Anna before we got on, we're obviously in the same industry, but I feel like our industry have these like pockets where everybody knows each other, and I don't know the PIP University pocket of the industry. Like, I've heard of it, but I don't know many people from that. So tell me more.
Oh, they're, I'm telling you, Lisa, they have impacted these women. Okay. It was called Rich Life Hairstylist. They do not have that anymore. They right now just service salon owners and owners. So I think it's called CEO, something CEO. But it was a 3 month program, a 12 week program that I had signed up for. And these women changed my life, my mindset. So it wasn't just teaching you the behind the scenes, the business, the, but it was also rewiring. It was saying affirmations. It was understanding about the subconscious and conscious mind. So that opened the door. And then from there, I mean, it's so funny because I know you had something on your Instagram where you're like, what podcast do you love? I mean, I love Manifestation Babe. I love James Wedmore. I know you have Britt Siva there. I mean, amazing, you know, full of so much knowledge. My mind, Eckhart Tolle, he helps me at night. My mind spiraling. I put his stuff on to get my mind right.
Love.
Oh my God. Alyssa Nobrega. So Alyssa is all about coaching, but not just the mental, it's mind and body. You know, I joined her 1 year coaching program. I
So
could
you've
help.
just been on this journey since then. I'm just like little breadcrumb after little breadcrumb learning, absorbing. That's kind of how I am too. It was around like 2016-ish when I was, had my what I would call my spiritual awakening. And you just
Yeah.
like don't go back from that. It just becomes like a way of thinking and a way of life from there on. And I've learned so much from so many people. I've had so many versions of mentors, but I absolutely love, love, love that. So what is it that you are doing now? So you built this beautiful extension business, you
Yes.
did the inner work. You did the inner healing. Where does that bring us to today?
Yeah. So I built this beautiful and created this structure where I've managed to be able to work a week every 7 weeks. And
Ooh, love
one of the
that.
things on my vision board was time and freedom. I'm like, holy crap, like you're doing it. You are doing it and it's going strong. And that was enough evidence for me to say to myself, this works. It's taking those leaps. It's being scared, but doing it anyway. It's improving our mindset, our beliefs. It's all those things. And, you know, doing it with, I say having a pair of balls. Others would say, you know, having the tenacity, right? Like having the grit to just jump and go all in. And so I have enough evidence to know that this is possible for every hairstylist out there. It truly is. It's just we get scared. We don't want people to leave us. We think that our home is going to collapse. Trust me, I get it. There was a time in my career I left a salon after working there for 9 years and then worked at another place. And it was hard. It was hard. And it's not as if I jumped and I was like, oh, I'm busy the way I
Just
want.
wave your magic wand and everything's perfect.
But that step needed to happen so that the step after that, with where I am, and this is interesting because before I had moved, I told my bosses, I said, they were two twin girls. And I said, guys, I got to give my notice. Like, here's my notice. You got the 2 weeks. You know, I just want to let you know in advance and blah, blah, blah. They're like, oh my God, Anna, what if you come once a month? You know, what if you come once a month? They're the ones that
How
plant
can
the
we work with you? We can make something work.
yes.
Interesting.
And
And I say that all the time. I have a course that I finally just finished recording, but it's stuff I used to teach last year called The Cycle of Success and the Schedule Stage. I genuinely believe that in our industry, and anybody who listens to this, that like their, spidey senses go off and they disagree, drop that belief. In our industry, you can genuinely work whatever schedule you want. Of course, do you have to brand properly, market properly? Is it going to happen immediately? No. But if you get clear on the exact schedule you want, whether that's 4 in the morning to 8 in the morning, a couple days a week, like you could do that. You can work 1 week and then take off 7 weeks. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. But if with enough, like you said, strategic planning of like, this is what I'm moving towards, and you should always be moving towards something because once you get there, then you want something next. Like, it is so possible. So I don't know if I've ever heard anyone say that. Yeah. So basically you're saying you have a week's worth of clients, which when you're doing extensions can make you a pretty hefty income. And then you take 6 weeks off in between when they don't need their hair done. Is that what you're saying?
7 weeks, yeah. And that has led me to say, Anne, you could teach on this.
Wow.
And it's not, and it's everything that you just said. It's everything that you just said. Why not?
Yeah.
And so here I am. Here I am, and this is what I'm doing.
Like truly anything is possible. And that's just, I will try preach that from the rooftops for as long as I can, because I never knew that going into beauty school. I never thought that, but like we genuinely, if you go work, like you said, at corporate somewhere where you have a boss who has a boss who has a boss who has a boss, that's not possible. But in this industry, there's nobody telling you you can't do that other than you and your own belief. And eventually, like I said, you have to find the right clients that are in alignment with that. And it might take some massaging to work out the details, but I am absolutely obsessed with that format. So I know you're feeling a call more towards manifestation, and that's definitely like where you're gearing your content and your messaging moving forward. But you said you taught what you knew, and it's extension. So like, I guess tell me a little bit about how extensions was kind of that gateway for you to be able to do that.
So extensions and manifestation. So the connection that I had made and the whole process of increasing my sales by 50%. And again, this was through PIP University. It's Heather Emanuel and Sam Huber. Those two women have had a huge impact on my
Biggest
life.
mentors, love that.
Oh, I'm telling you, they're just salt to the earth type people, like really awesome. One of the things that helped me get there was reprogramming my mind through affirmations and doing other things, doing other processes. And I will never forget, at the time, I didn't understand that it was affirmations. They would call it high fee lingo to make it really sound
What would
cool.
they call it?
High fee lingo. It was like a cool
Okay.
term.
Love.
And they're like, okay, you're going to look at yourself in the mirror, and these are the affirmations. You create your affirmations, you say it over and over. And I am the type that if you give me something to do, I'm going to get it done. And so I was like, okay, let me look at myself in the mirror, and I remember feeling so silly and so like judging myself. People will ask, why do you look in the mirror? It's because your own reflection and the facial expressions that you're making
Shows.
will not lie. What is showing up? And so that's why we look at ourselves. But I've said it enough times, and one of the affirmations was, I am so grateful and thankful that I am deserving of achieving success, and everything I do allows this to happen. Because even though I was successful, even though I created all this great stuff, I still didn't think I had self-worth issues, major self-worth issues, and I did not know I did. And so even when it came to saying an investment, a high ticket investment, and all the things, I said this just recently in, I was interviewing one of my students on my podcast, and I remember someone had reached out to me. She wanted an investment. I had gone up in my prices, and the feelings were coming up.
You're like, oh, maybe I should just go back to what I'm used to.
And then I was like, fuck no. And then I said, I am so literally just shouted out my affirmation right before I sent it. And then I left and surrendered to the universe. I breathed in, and then like I released, I surrendered. And on the other side of that was, okay, cool. And
Exactly.
I was like, okay, there it is. Like evidence, evidence,
And
evidence.
even
And
behind the chair, how much do we do that? I can't tell you how many times I have done that behind the chair.
yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I say when I coach people, whether it's changing your schedule, whether it's a price increase, whether it's whatever, like just put a period at the end of your sentence, especially when you're face to face with someone. It's one thing to send a message and freak out on your own, but when you're face to face, it's so hard. And like, say you're shifting your schedule and you're only going to work 1 week now every 7 weeks, like you simply just say, no, I don't have the 5th available, but I have the 28th available.
That's
Stop,
right.
you know, and we feel like we need to fill the space, and because you know, I had to make this change, and blah, 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 and then before you know it, they haven't even said a word, and you've talked yourself out of it, and you've filled their solution for them. And if you just stop, most of the time it's okay, cool, here's
Yep.
what I can do. And we do that to ourselves so many times.
So many times. And even like when you stop, I have trained myself to count up to 15. One
Ooh.
in my head, you know, one, two, you know, and then that's helped me.
Yeah.
That's helped me too.
I bet 15 does feel like a long time sitting in silence there, but that is what I mean. It's 15 seconds. It's not like you're sitting there
Yeah,
for 5 minutes
15
not
or 15
talking to
seconds,
someone.
but it's training yourself to stay silent while the
Pause.
waiting. Pause, wait till you get feedback from the other.
Yep.
Yeah,
Love that.
for
Love
sure.
that so much. Awesome. I don't even know where I bounced with that. So you were talking about
Oh,
your
extensions.
high ticket offers,
Yeah.
extensions, manifestation. Do you have more that goes along with the affirmations and the things that you have done?
And when, you know, some might think, well, why manifest, like why, right? It's this buzzword, but manifestation is, you know, has been around forever since the beginning of
The
time and
universal law.
the universal law. And one of the things I like to say, what I've learned, because again, forever a student, is we're always manifesting. What we say we're manifesting, what we say about our clients, we're manifesting our relationships, our thoughts, our feelings. And you know, some will say, well, what does that mean? And for me, it's like the thoughts, the feelings, and the actions that we take repetitively creates our reality. And then man, there are tools to help you intentionally manifest. So we're always doing it, but we want to be intentional, especially for those that have a desire in that in their heart. They want to elevate their life, they want to change their business, whatever that looks like. So you could do that with intention. And you do that by deprogramming and then reprogramming, addressing beliefs. And then people be like, but how do you do that? Well, one of the tools is affirmations. One, another tool is visualization. There are these studies that are mind-blowing. There is this one study. Oh my gosh, I got to share this with you.
Tell me.
It is called, it's a water experiment. And it's by a Japanese scientist, Dr. Emoto. He does this water experiment where water has memory, okay? And so what he did was he exposed cups of water to certain emotions. And what he found through a very special microscope is that it crystallized into different shapes. So there were emotions of love and gratitude, peace, you are disgusting, evil. And you, it was so trippy. Like when I saw the one with evil, it gave me goosebumps. When I saw the one of love, peace, gratitude, it looked like snowflakes. It crystallized into snowflakes. One that was exposed to heavy metal was like kind of shattered. Like it was just, it wasn't not, it, you have to see it's
Yeah.
so
I've
freaking.
even seen those like TikToks where like people take like rice and they do that too. I'm always a little bit, I would have to run that experiment myself. I'm always a little bit like, did it really turn into black mold? But maybe. And I remember I was getting a facial not that long ago and I was admiring my esthetician's plan. I'm like, how do you get your pothos to grow this well, this beautiful? Like, I try so hard. I mean, mine are staying alive, but they are not vining like yours. And she was like, oh, you know, I water them a little bit. She's like, and honestly, Lisa, like, I whisper nice things to them every time I water them. I'm like, well, I believe that. I like to think that my home is full of love and like a place for plants to grow, but there is truth to that. There's been plenty of studies of that.
Yeah. And when I think about how we are 70% water, blood, right? Liquid, what are we saying to ourselves? You know, and how does that,
On a molecular level, what is going on?
yeah. Yeah, and if
I
someone
remember, I'm probably going to butcher this, but from what is it called? Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by what's
Joe
his name?
Dispenza.
Yeah, Dr. Joe Dispenza. I remember, and like I said, I'm going to butcher this. This was my recollection of what I read, but he was talking about how, we all remember the nucleus is the powerhouse of the cell, like from, seventh grade chemistry or whatever. He said, when you break down an atom on like the most microscopic level, and I remember learning this, it is like 99.99% nothing, and then one like nucleus. I might be really fucking this up, but something along those lines. A lot of nothing and one like center. And I remember learning that, and I remember everything's vibrating. We are like on a molecular level. Nothing is solid. That's what it is. But this is again how I retained it. But he was saying that what they have discovered, I'm going to call it the nucleus right now. Hopefully, I'm not fucking that up. But what they discovered is that it's like 99.99% of nothing. And sometimes it will like go away. And when you think about where it's going to pop up on a microscope, that's where it pops up. So, like, basically, this doesn't exist until you put your attention to it. And now here it is. And when you really break things down on that level, it's like, talk about vibrational frequencies and things working. Like, there is something to that. You cannot deny that.
I heard if you think it already exists. Oh, but it's something that you're always thinking. You're like, oh, I want to. Okay, for example, if any hairstylist is listening to this right now and you're like, oh my God, I want to create, I'm just going to throw six figures because that tends to be the number that many talk about. And so, oh, I want to create six figures, like, and you're envisioning that there's already, and this is a little trippy, guys. Okay,
I'm
there's a
there.
lot of
I'm fully
dimensions.
there.
But it already exists. It is,
Energy has no time and space.
and then if you think about the universe, billions of planets, billions of dimensions. I mean, just Google it; it'll come right up. So why wouldn't that be a thing? And then it has all been scientifically proven.
Fact. I know. I could go. I know sometimes, and I don't even do drugs or anything, but sometimes I just feel like I'm sitting around just like tripping, having conversations. But that is where my brain goes. I find those things so fascinating. Don't even get me started on like, are we living in a simulation? Because I can really go hard on that and I won't even go there because it has nothing to do with this. But yes, I wholeheartedly agree. So what's your pull right now, Anna, with coaching towards manifestation? Like, where's your heart at? How are you helping people right now? I guess I don't even really know all of your offerings and what you're doing currently, stylist right now.
Currently, I have two programs. So one of them is a 12-week program, and this is where we accelerate. We work on your hair extension business. And like I said, it's combining, without getting into the nitty-gritty, but it is combining business education, marketing, done for you, templates that you can plug and play to make people's lives easier. I get it. Hairstylists have a full ass plate. So anything to help you get there quicker, but also giving you the education behind it, and then as well as hair extension training. I think it's nice to share what I have learned in all the years of doing extensions. There's multiple methods and all the shortcuts and all the hacks and the tricks and those emergency tools that you're going to need, so they get access to that as well.
Awesome.
And right now, even though in the program we do talk about mindset, we talk about manifestation, the subconscious, the conscious, and there is homework in there that I do require, because that's where I tend to attract those that I'm like, okay, are you ready to be held accountable? Because this isn't just me talking, blah, 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 blah. You may be taking notes, and it could stay cerebral. Okay, great. But as you know, and everyone else does, it is all through the action. And I really want to take it to, and these are the downloads that I've been getting lately, is you know what, Anne? More focus on the tools of manifestation,
The
everything
deeper
that goes
work.
with it, more on that. Because once they could tap into it, embody it, deprogram and reprogram, take an action on what's taught in there, whether it's a money goal, whether it's how many hair extension clients that you want to create, that is like 20%. 80%.
Don't you believe agree that that's like the root of most things? Like inside of Silas Soultribe, I coached everything. It's just kind of whatever, comes up, and it's a mastermind, so it's not just me. But like what I have found is I don't really love deep diving into marketing or any of these really technical things, because 99% of the time it's the mental programming below that that is actually the issue. Like, people know how to do things right. It's them usually getting in their own ways, being stuck with this mental block or this disconnect. So I
You said
feel
it
you hard on
beautifully.
that.
You said it beautifully. And also doing breath work. That was one of the major things that I've done, modalities that I have done that had I had, you talk about trippy shit. I can't even believe what was on the other side of it and
We did
how.
a breathwork experience hosted by my friend Kristen Sozman at my last Stylus Soul Tribe retreat, and it was the most intense breathwork session I've done yet to date. And it was wild. Like, I walked out of there at the end because it was at my retreat, and I was like, did we just go a little bit too far with these girls? Because it was, I mean, it's almost like feels like you're doing drugs. Like, it is crazy stuff. It's incredibly healing. I just felt the immense responsibility of holding a space like that, gratefully that it was like what everyone needed. But yeah, there was girls like shaking, twitching, crying. Kristen held beautiful space for that. But breath work is intense.
And what I have come to learn, because it was facilitated by Alyssa Nobrega, the one I was telling you about, and one of the things that she says in the beginning is she's like, trust your body's wisdom. Your body is going to express itself the way it's supposed to. And it's like you said, you saw people shaking and twitching. Some people have those like clawed hands. People, their mouth looks like the anus of a cat, because they're like, some people orgasm. Some people laugh. Some people, whatever it is, as weird as it may be,
Without judgment.
it to trust the process, to trust your body's wisdom, and to let it just be. How did you feel on the other side of that? I'm just curious.
Oh my God, I loved it. I had such a good experience. I know it was heavy for a couple people, not too heavy. I mean, I thought it was incredible. And I was just in so much gratitude because I was surrounded by 40 women of Soul Tribe members. Like, in my for my experience being in that place, like, I was just like, holy fuck, Lisa, like, this is where we're at. Like, this is where Soul Tribe is at. Like, it was just holding space for those women was so incredible. So I felt really good at the end of it. But I know a lot of people worked through some heavy, heavy shit. I didn't have anything crazy or heavy come up. But I also wonder, I mean, I was surrendering to it. I definitely was having an experience, but also me facilitating in that. I wonder if I was on the receiving end or attending something, if I would have had a slightly different experience as well. That's just what I've learned from hosting these things. You
Yes.
always kind of have to have your facilitator cap on as well. So I wonder if it was slightly
That makes sense. That
due
makes sense.
because of that.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I know for me, I felt lighter and I felt so here with you, and like my armor just collapsed and it was gone and it felt so effing good.
So are you like doing breath work regularly, or was that like a one-time experience,
I've
or
done it
what
a
is
couple
that
of
in your world?
times. My goal, I'm retaking a program, and my goal is to do it again. I want to consistently do it. I just did it recently on my own. It was something I needed to do, again, facilitated by the program that I'm in, just to heal some things that I'm going through right now. Maybe I'll share it another time. But it's a cleansing.
Love that so much. Oh, that's good stuff. Any other major topics you want to go down, or other things you want to add that you feel like we haven't scratched the surface on yet, or does that feel pretty good to you?
I want to say sometimes what happens, and I know in my world, when I speak to stylists and stuff, they'll be like, well, I am having a hard time. How do I attract those ideal extension clients? My clients are going to hear these numbers and run scared, the market is so saturated, like there's no room for me. And what I have to say about that is that when it is a saturated market, that means that it is a thriving market. There's a high demand
It's
and
true.
there is space for you to share your unique magic. And, I get that we're all different. We all have different blueprints, right? Fingerprints. I say blueprints, fingerprints, and different things land for different people. And we can get, me included, caught up in the illusion of competition. And so if that happens, one of the things I do recommend is put the visors on and just stay in your lane. Okay, easier said than done, right? So some people are like, okay, that sounds great. And then they go back to Instagram and then they're getting caught up again. So maybe it means blocking. Maybe it means unfollowing just temporarily. It doesn't mean anything
Totally.
about that person. Just so you could break through, just so you could carry on and focus on your mission. You know, I think that's really important. The nice thing is that, like, we have free will. We get to choose to make decisions, you know. And I know one of your podcasts was talking about the power of words, you know, and you had mentioned about, you know, instead of saying, I have to, you know, I get to, right? Another one I like is even owning like your shit, right? So in my mind, I'm like, okay, let's talk about working out. You know, today I was like, I get to work out and I'm choosing to work out. Yesterday I wanted to work out and I'm like, well, I never did. And I chose to not want to work out. And it's definitely a much stronger place to stand in, you know, than saying, oh, why didn't I do it? You know, I have to do it, but I don't want to do it. No, no, no. You chose not to do it. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But that
I know that.
And just
without judgment. And keep pushing forward. Love it. Well, this was a beautiful conversation. In a couple days, we're going to be recording for Anna's podcast as well. So make sure you guys give that a listen. Anything else I should be dropping in the show notes, Anna, or anything else you want to share with my listeners before we wrap up?
You know, there are two things. One, if anyone happens to be curious about the program, I could share the link to Elite Extensionist Accelerator, the program.
Awesome.
And then the last thing I just want to share with everyone in the audience, because I think it'll serve them, is be careful of the advice that you take. To, you know, some people are going to project shitty advice, and it's because it doesn't mean that they're ill will people. They might say, oh my God, you spent how much for that course? Or I failed. Like, don't, oh my God, don't do it. You know, stay small. They hold you back. And the thing I have to say about that is, if you want to accelerate your life, if you want to elevate it, whatever that looks like, find someone that's doing it. Again, like I said, these people are well-meaning people. They want to help you. They want to protect you. So it's not about getting angry at them. But if you are given a vision, if something lands on your heart and it doesn't go away, it is meant to be carried out by you. And the last thing I want to say is that it is not selfish at all whatsoever to elevate your life. And I'm going to end it there because I know I could keep on yapping my mouth.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love everything you just said. That last part about if you get an idea, it is yours to carry out. I believe in that wholeheartedly. I talk about that a lot. So I think that is a good note to wrap up on. Thank you so much, Anna, for being here. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And I will talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Stylist Soul Tribe Conversations. Before we wrap up, I've got some exciting news to share. My brand new course, Mindset to Magic, is finally here. This isn't just any course, it's a proven roadmap for transformation, combining personal development with explosive business growth. Through the 7 transformative pillars, from embracing an abundance mindset to unlocking big magic in your life, we'll journey together towards your wildest dreams. If you've been enjoying this podcast, you are going to love this course. Click the link in the show notes, and I cannot wait to welcome you into Mindset to Magic.